question is that man is coming. There you go.
Well, these are for other people to live. Special facts.
I'm very fine. But how are you feeling?
I'm not paid for this place. It is my son.
The link is given.
If you're not fit, you should leave immediately.
Honest, Hare Krishna, you know. Very success throughout the whole world.
The appearance of our center here has improved at least 1,000 times from last year.
On account of that belief.
And also the garden, the lawn is being kept nice.
And you see this man that so important is that person.
Even the man is like a helicopter. The jumbo jet arrived.
Mm.
It was at least 100 dignitaries of Air India, TV, radio, watching the plane land on the airport.
When did it arrive?
It arrived around 4:30 this morning. Mm. First time jumbo jet landing. It's a very good landing.
Could it, sky was clear.
Yes.
I was very much doubtful about the sky. But Krishna is nice. Today there is no fault.
Yes. Now they're all on their way here by bus. We passed them. There's about 10.
Many people can.
Oh, yeah. So big, full plane, 350.
No. The dignity.
Oh, yeah. The general manager of Air India. In fact, the head of all the pilots of India himself landed the plane. He's the president of the whole pilot, the eldest most pilot. He's an Ayurveda student.
What is his name?
I don't know his name.
Sridharananda and Panchavita Swami were preaching to this pilot for several hours.
Yeah.
They went up to his cabin.
He's the chief all over India of all the pilots. He personally landed the plane.
When did he leave?
I don't know so much about him. No. I can find
one pilot who was coming in from Mr. Sharma. He was driving his 747. And one Parsi gentleman, he was also driving. Maybe.
The general manager of Air India for this time is a Parsi man. I was speaking with him. And he said it is thanks to your society that this is landing now. He thanked us.
Some reporters were also speaking with me at the airport. And I told them, don't think that Air India can bring plane loads of people to Bengal. Don't think that they can attract people to land in Calcutta. But only because of Lord Chaitanya, we are making so much propaganda that by the plane load they want to come to Bengal. He was writing these notes. The whole credit goes to Lord Chaitanya, we would say.
Yes.
Otherwise, no one would want to come.
So, what other news?
We have the figures for the production of your books in every single language since the beginning. 23 languages.
This took several weeks of very careful work to prepare. We were calling up printers. We read in Dynapon, they must give us the figures. We called up every BBC office around the world. So this is very accurate. And also, I estimate that at least 90 to 95% of all these literatures that have been published have already been distributed. But these are the figures for publishing, but most of them have been sold already.
So, English is first. 43,450,500 literatures.
46 publishers.
That's one for every 5 people in America. And second is Spanish, 2,947,000. Third is German, 2,125,500. Then Japanese, I had to make a guess, I'm not sure, but this is pretty close. 2,125,000. Fifth is French, 1,670,000.
This is a big ball.
We have a big display of it for the Mayapur exhibit. We made it up there.
In the exhibit, there is a framed picture of each language in the book, each title, and there's one big framed one showing.
This is a blessing of my book. You want it. And because we are trying to do this, he's giving us all this. He told me, but I wanted to sell this marble and public composition. Calcutta, that Gloria Mosque, is also marble floor. And he said that since this temple has been given by Mr. Doctor, our men are fighting. Which room I shall occupy? So I know there will be brilliant fire here. But before that, I wanted to get out this novel and sell it and turn into some books. Because I know the guy that he wants books. Right.
At the Shivaratri Festival in Los Angeles, at the end of a lecture, I was reading these figures. We had about 1,000 Indians who came to that festival in Los Angeles. When I read these figures, they were so struck. They were cheering, shy, and clapping. They were just amazed. And afterwards, outside, they were coming up to me and holding hands. I had no idea you were doing this work. Is there anything we can do to help your society? As soon as they heard these figures, the leaders of the Indian American Association and all the Indian associations in LA were coming there. And when they heard these figures, they were just offering their service.
Did that speak to the reporters? No.
Did you give these figures to the reporters?
Well, we want to have a permanent appearance tomorrow.
At the Calcutta Folk Fair, we finished decorating our condo. It promises to be very successful. We're just opposite the Americans, who have spent 50,000 rupees, the American embassy. Mm. And next door to us is the German embassy. And on the other side is the British embassy. So we're in a very good spot. And we'll have all our books. We'll have the displays as well as the movie, the DVD movie. And we have our menus. We'll take orders and sell books. It starts tomorrow afternoon. And we'll have a press conference also and release these figures.
One more?
Yes.
Sixth is Portuguese, 835,000. Seventh, Dutch, 593,000. Eighth, Italian, 448,000. Ninth, Hindi, 315,000. Tenth, Bengali, 305,000. 11th is Telugu, 115,000. 12th is Swahili, which is also another estimate, 110,000. 14th is Chinese, 13th is Gujarati, 90,000. 14th is Chinese, 55,000. 15th is Marathi, 25,000. Korean, 20,000. Yugoslavian, 20,000. Oriya, 20,000. Polish, 10,000. Hungarian, 10,000. Czechoslovakian, 10,000. Tamil, 10,000. Russian, 5,000. And the total is 55,314,000.
That's the end of that.
It's the most difficult.
That's something better than that. Kanamama.
When we were in Rangoon and Bangkok, they were most interested in those Russian reviews. And we got very good response there. In Rangoon, they're doing reviews, and they loved the book. They treated them as gold. They said, it's printing it. Sanskrit, it's word for word. We have never seen such a translation. They grabbed the book. I had to leave so many books there. They wanted them immediately. And they will pay us in dollars also. They get special grants.
How are you spending on it?
Well, in Rangoon, I went to the head of the Oriental Studies. They ordered all of Bhagavatam. Then there's the National Library. They want Then the National Trading Corporation wants to import our books and sell through the various libraries there. We met, and we were only there 4 or 5 days, but we met so many people of different types of departments who want the books. Then in Bangkok, I met the head of the Department of Philosophy. He ordered the Srimad Bhagavatam. Then I met the head of Eastern Languages.
Well, since at Bangkok.
No, I didn't have the address.
Mm.
And I heard they were giving up the house because it is not, they have. There's a very good response. And they're all writing reviews on our books. They have never seen such a translation of Bhagavatam. They said, we have only seen these summary studies. We have never seen such word-for-word study. So I'm planning a tour of all the Southeast Asian countries in Hong Kong and all of these areas to do standing orders.
So, no new book?
It is coming to the church. 9-1-7. We have a truckload of books, of new books, that are coming for the standing orders in India.
The Nantu is at the printers right now. And the artists, some of them stayed back to finish up 9-3. But by the time we come back to Los Angeles, 9-3 will go to the printers.
This is the book, Conversations Between You and Bob Cohen, here in my apartment.
Perfect question. What about that, that dialectic spiritual?
I agree, we're almost finished with that. We'll produce it after the Maya festival.
Hmm?
After the festival, we'll produce it. I agree, we're just finishing now. It's half finished.
So you have not begun printing?
No.
The
type on the spine will be white. Bangkok, I left a copy of the scientific basis of Vishnukatha, and the professor remarked, oh, these books were especially marked, the scientific basis.
This is very timely, because the president's mother of the United States just came to India, and it's all over the American press how she was in the Peace Corps.
Yes.
So this book, the copy on the back cover, A Search for Meaning, carries a young American Peace Corps worker to ancient city in West Bengal, there meet you and find out everything you ever wanted to know. Very timeless.
Why don't you put the Jimmy Carter quote on it? It's that Bruce book.
That's just that I...
One has come. The other 9 will be at least another half hour.
9?
10 total.
This book has already gotten scholarly reviews even before it's published, so we've printed them on the back cover. It says, readers, be of good cheer. To those of you who have surveyed in confusion the trackless path of Indian philosophy, this volume offers hope and respite. You are holding in your hands a reasonable and highly readable account of the particulars of Vedic thought, Read and Find Enlightenment, by Professor Jerry Clark, Department of Classics, Duquesne University. And another one, this professor is very favorable, Dr. Thomas Hopkins of and Franklin. He wrote, I am impressed by Dr. Rupdas Goswami's presentation. His initial chapter is one of the best statements available on the importance of the guru in transmitting spiritual knowledge. They've already taken hundreds of orders for this book, and it will be, it's being printed right now. It's at the printer right now.
Two books have been printed.
Wow.
Everything improved.
Keep selling more.
Ram Krishna Mission, in the beginning, they asked me, be in quote and frank. Otherwise, nobody will hear you.
Yes. Ram Krishna suggests
a person's quote and pass. They are sannyasis. They are
quote and pass.
Yes, yes.
Many quantities up here.
Mm-hmm. 2.25 million copies in print. They can understand it. Millions of people are studying it. And at the bottom of the back cover, there is a review by a scholar, mm-hmm. a professor of humanities, religious studies, and South Asian studies at the University of Minnesota, which is one of the largest schools in America. Dr. Robert Papp, he says, Krishna has been too transforming a figure for too many people to remain confined to India or to be known only through the Bhagavad Gita. Here we have the rounding out of his story that has proven so fruitful for Indian art, song, dance, and devotion. The rounding out of his story.
Krishna's yoga also has a pretty quantity on the cover. Over 2,300,000 copies in print.
Look at the picture.
We also calculated how many hardbound Bhagavatams are in print. That's 1,000,000. And there's almost 3,000,000 Gitas.
This,
we have one big frame stat showing the English. You have 5 or 6 books that have over 1,000,000 copies in print.
This is very good, putting the quantity
yes.
on the cover. It's very
This is a combination of American money and Indian money. This is the result. And everything of our activity, this will prove wonderful. American money and Indian money. Therefore, Krishna sent me generally. Good. Generally, people come, question, can do in London. I can give a pattern. I can also go to New York. Come to very good.
Isha Bhanasad also, over 1 million copies of print. Yeah.
It has new color pictures on the inside. It's a different collection.
There are no such handsome books anywhere else in the world.
This is called a teaser. All paperback books in America have this kind of teaser to attract the reader to find out more.
That's called an 18-year-old secret. The back cover is very good also.
It says 18 age-old secrets of inner peace and fulfillment.
What?
These are the popular themes in America. This is everyone is wanting it. Now we're telling people that just chanting of Hare Krishna, we are describing it using the language of the modern psychologist. That this will give you inner fulfillment. It'll enable you to handle more stress and the pressures of daily life. If you chant Hare Krishna, you get a stronger sense of your real identity. You feel more in control of your life. By using scientific descriptions, everyone appreciates it.
This sent printing how many?
This printing was 300,000, and that sorted over 1,000,000 copies.
How could it?
Yes.
Rangoon is a communist state. It's so they say we must have these books. And we will make arrangements for payment. No one has refused that they will not pay.
Through this communist country, other communist countries.
Yes, oh yes. They were very impressed by the Russian reviews in Rangoon. Oh, in Russia also. And I said, yes, our Guru Maharaj, he went here in 71 and gave lectures at the University of Moscow. They were highly impressed.
This is very important.
In the next printing of Bhagavad Gita, so much paper was ordered that it would take 76 train cars to carry it.
They've written us a letter about this. They have never received such a large paper order at one time for one book. We have a letter glorifying the Bhagavad-gita book trust. From the paper company, and another letter from the printer. This is the largest.
They said that at least not, I read that letter, not since 1930. They cannot remember that such an order has ever been placed. Right?
1930? These are the best.
They're the second largest printer in America, and they say they've never printed so many of one book.
We had a ceremony for our new warehouse, opening up of the new warehouse, and they published one article in the papers in California. Circulates about almost 50,000, this local paper. It says, Hare Krishna Publishing Office opens. Culver City Councilman Paul Jacobs, assisted by Hare Krishna leaders, cut the ceremonial ribbon last week at the grand opening of the Hare Krishna Movement's new office building in Culver City Business Park. At 8500 Higuera Street. The new 30,000 square foot warehouse and office building will house the organization's publishing arm, the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust, parentheses BBT. BBT prints millions of dollars worth of books every year and is the world's largest publisher and distributor of books on the culture, religion, and philosophy of India. It publishes it in 18 languages. But now we see it's 23 languages, including Russian. The books are predominantly translations of Indian classics by the movement's founder and director, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
Why director?
Why director?
One of the
directors. Oh, that's the word they use. We would say we told them you are directing the whole movement, so probably they use. I have also gotten different letters from the state government of California, the mental hospitals that we're visiting. These are official letters on their letterhead. This one, I'll read the best one. Dear friend, it is a great pleasure to thank you all for the extraordinary party you gave for Residence 32. The clients on 32 love your chanting and enjoy clapping along with you. This simple activity allows them to take part in the fun and warm spirit. Everyone really liked the tempura-like cauliflower, the pakora, that you brought. It was a very tasty and special treat. We at Fairview, a very famous state hospital, we at Fairview were so impressed with the way you related to the clients on the residence.
Because these guys, they don't understand how you asked for them.
As you can imagine, it is not every community group who is able to work with these people so well as you. The staff and clients will welcome you back anytime you care to arrange another visit! Exclamation point. Again, we thank you for your wonderful party and for all your thoughtfulness and concern which made it possible. This woman is from the governor's office. And we go now every week to different state institutes. Gotten so many different letters from them. This one is from the prison, the state hospital for prisoners, Camarillo, the most notorious in America. And it says, this letter is to thank you for the interest and service that you have given to Camarillo State Hospital and our patients. It was a pleasure to provide an orientation program for your group on Saturday, January 29th. I hope to see many more members attend the orientation classes which are scheduled for February. I hope to be hearing from you soon. This is also from the, from the door.